animals. Okay, so let's see. Speaking of animals, so then Aquaman. Okay, I know I'm late to the scene. Long story. Just didn't get around to, you know. It's a long story. However, I saw it after I saw Shazam. Again, caught it this month too, or last month too. So, I'll do them actually both together. Shazam, from the beginning, was really enjoyable. I like the fact that they actually opened with the villain, as opposed to, it, like, kind of like, and then showing the sequence of events of, like, you know, what makes a superhero. When it, in a strange way, the kid who gets it at the, you know, who gets to be Shazam, it kind of was just the luck of the draw to some degree. It's not that all the people who were rejected would have been turned. It's kind of almost like the options weren't there. Like, what makes the hero, basically? Like, in a way, you have to question the whole process that the other Shazam set up, because it's like, could anyone faced with being a superhero become a superhero? You know what I'm saying? Like, the kid didn't start out that way, in a sense, but he became that because of how his buddy viewed the whole situation too. So it's really interesting. So it's partially the person, but partially also events. Like, they both work together. So that was really cool that they, you know, set that up in the beginning and, you know, made me think about it. You know, when, yeah, and I'm still pondering it. But let's see, best scenes. I mean, when he one of the funniest is the one they put in the trailer with him going into the store, buying the beer. I mean, just that whole event where he first realizes how big he is and he grabs his friend and them sneaking around the house and the interactions maybe with the, honestly, yeah, I'm thinking to myself that the best part of Shazam and the reason I like it so much and like it even more than Aquaman is because he spent a lot of time on the developing the people, the relationships between the core, you know, household or the foster children and stuff. They spent a lot of time on that, you know, and it was a really nice detour from the other DC films that, you know, the DCEU that hadn't quite figured out that you can't just drop us into a story because the characters are the part that really, really is going to make or break a story. You can have a good character and like a movie that's shit and not, you know, stand by a film that's fantastic but has all crappy characters. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you really got to put, to me, characters, everything. Which is kind of where Game of Thrones kind of fell off a little bit this season too. It's just one of those things where it's sometimes very important to do boring stuff, because the boring stuff that really makes the eventful stuff so much more, like, really draws us in, like, and that's when the payoff comes, when you know, have the action sequences and stuff. That's the payoff, but you have to invest the time and effort into the characters first to really get us there.